No writhing figure is on the grim spike. Stay. Is the spike so low a thing as the rusty spike on the top of a post of an old bedstead that has tumbled all awry? Some vague period of drowsy laughter must be devoted to the consideration of this possibility. Shaking from head to foot, the man whose scattered consciousness has thus fantastically pieced itself together, at length rises, supports his trembling frame upon his arms, and looks around. He is in the meanest and closest of small rooms. Through the ragged window curtain, the light of early day steals in from a miserable court. He lies, dressed, across a large, unseemly bed, upon a bedstead that has indeed given way under the weight upon it. Lying, also dressed and also across the bed, not longwise, are a Chinaman, a Lascar, and a haggard woman. The two first are in a sleep, or stupor. The last is blowing at a kind of pipe to kindle it. And as she blows, and, shading it with her lean hand, concentrates its red spark of light, it serves in the dim morning as a lamp to show him what he sees of her.
"Another?"
says this woman, in a querulous, rattling whisper.
"Have another?"
He looks about him, with his hand to his forehead.
"You've smoked as many as five since you come in at midnight,"
the woman goes on, as she chronically complains.
"Poor me, poor me, my head is so bad. Them two come in after ye. Ah, poor me, the business is slack, is slack. Few Chinamen about the docks, and fewer Lascars. And no ships coming in, they say. Here's another ready for ye, dearie. You'll remember, like a good soul, won't you, that the market price is dreadful high just now. More than 3 shillings and 6 pence for a thimbleful. And you'll remember that nobody but me, and Jack Chinaman t'other side of the court, but he can't do it as well as me, has the true secret of mixing it. You'll pay up according, dearie, won't ye?"
She blows at the pipe as she speaks, and, occasionally bubbling at it, inhales much of its contents.
Oh, me, my lungs is weak, my lungs is bad. It's nearly ready for ye, dearie. Poor me, poor me. My poor hand shakes like to drop off. I see ye coming too, and I says to me poor self, I'll have another ready for him, and he'll bear in mind the market price of opium, and pay according. Oh, my poor head. I makes my pipes of old penny ink bottles, you see, dearie. This is one. And I fits in a mouthpiece this way. And I takes me mixture out of this thimble with this little horn spoon. And so I fills it, dearie. My poor nerves. I got even hard drunk for 16 years afore I took to this. But this don't hurt me, not to speak of. And it takes away the hunger, as well as wittles, dearie.
She hands him the nearly emptied pipe, and sinks back, turning over on her face. He rises unsteadily from the bed, lays the pipe upon the hearthstone, draws back the ragged curtain, and looks with repugnance at his three companions. He notices that the woman has opium-smoked herself into a strange likeness of the Chinaman. His form of cheek, eye, and temple, and his colour are repeated in her. Said Chinaman convulsively wrestles with one of his many gods or devils, perhaps, and snarls horribly. The Lascar laughs and dribbles at the mouth.